Here's the New Cold War podcast with Edward Lucas.
Back in 2005, Russia's state-sponsored lie machine was nothing like the force it is now. So my second Wilder Europe column from June that year sounds rather odd. I was worried about government propaganda in another country, Belarus. Yet the points I make about the soft power that comes from high standards were as true then as they are now. Putting Belarusian propagandists in a spin. One minor plus of my years as a Cold Warrior was that Soviet bloc propaganda, though usually mad and horrible, was also thought-provoking and even useful. Partly it gave clues about their thinking. Why does the Kremlin think this is our weak spot right now? And why are they attacking it, this way in particular? But it also helped me think about what aspects of our own system were easy to defend and which were vulnerable to criticism. That stimulus has largely withered with the fall of communism, and I rather miss it. There are still echoes of it in Russia, but the focus is narrow. Even the apologists who defend the Stalinist version of history do so for reasons of neo-imperialism and nostalgia, rather than out of conviction that the Soviet ideology of the time, dictatorship of the proletariat, dialectical materialism and so forth, was actually right. But that gap is at least partially filled by Belarusian state television programmes. They're direct heirs of now long-forgotten Cold War offerings, such as East Germany's Schwarzes Kanal, the Black Channel, whose venomous denunciations of West Germany's decadent warmongering were the highlight of my week when I was covering the so-called German Democratic Republic, or East Germany, in the late 1980s. This week, for example, a top Belarusian propagandist, Yevhen Novikov, turned his attention to the BBC and press freedom in Britain. A large-scale political punishment of journalists is taking place right under their very nose in their own city of London, and all British Democrats have buried their heads in the sand. They say we do not see or hear anything. If such a shame were happening in any other country, they would come to that country like a clan of crows, he argued. Well, that's odd. On my many visits to Belarus, I've never found any details of British internal politics, let alone the problems of cost control in public service broadcasters, greatly figuring in popular consciousness. But Novikov's lengthy programme did its best to make the subject of a recent BBC strike interesting and relevant. It was not just that the BBC was the subject of a vindictive attack by the Blair dictatorship, but that the thousands of human rights lobbies in Britain were so hypocritically silent about the BBC's plight. Personally, I'm rather sympathetic to the BBC management's attempt, albeit belated and very limited, to cut the grotesque overstaffing and extravagance in the corporation. And Novikov's argument is as preposterous as his facts are wrong. The strike lasted for one day, not five, and even the BBC's most ardent defenders do not link the death of the weapons scientist David Kelly, who, according to Novikov, was murdered by Blair's goons, to the current rise about job cuts. But the interesting points are different ones. For a start, broadcasts like these are signs that foreign human rights outfits have the authorities in Minsk rattled. Belarusian television has been devoting much time lately to attacking foreign funding of local opposition activities. A few days earlier, Novikov attacked the information war unleashed against Belarus by Western structures, saying that all revolutions lead to blood and devastation. Second, it's precisely because Belarus is a place where broadcasters are under government control and where people disliked by the authorities do end up dead that commentators like Novikov need to maintain that countries like Britain are no better. High ethical standards and strong institutions create the soft power that will eventually disprove Novikov and topple his masters. So let's strengthen them. This is Edward Lucas with the New Cold War podcast. You can find more about me, my books and other publications at edwardlucas.com or follow me on Twitter at Edward Lucas.
This has been a Homegrown Media production. For more on the New Cold War, please visit edwardlucas.com.